Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
We're back.
We are back. Bonjour.
We didn't forget to do an episode. We just like didn't do an episode and we're like, you know what? We're in Paris. C'est la vie.
Yes.
And we'll just do one when we get back. So We are officially back. It was such a fun trip. So just last minute, but
I know, I feel like it was spontaneous and fun.
Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, we're gonna do a Paris recap and then do some questions that you guys submitted this week. And I feel like our influences of the week are kind of part of the recap, but we can still do them separate, but then we'll talk more about them in our recap as well.
Yeah,
too. So but yeah, I feel like mainly the updates are we went to Paris and now we're back.
we went
so
to
crazy.
And then
apparently this past weekend it hailed. Like they had a really bad hailstorm that like flooded Paris and was delaying flights, flooded the metro stop. I don't know. It sounded crazy.
It looked insane. Like I've never seen anything like that, like anywhere. It looked like aggressive snow. I mean, it was hail, but like it just was really crazy to see.
Like the article that I read said it was breaking windows. Like it was like a crazy storm.
God.
And it's so funny because when we left it was like so beautiful
so
and sunny and nice out. So
I feel like we got
kind of
so
crazy
lucky.
We got lucky, we missed that. But yeah, okay, do you want to share your influence of the week this week?
Yes, I'm so excited about my influence of the week, even though she was so unplanned. Okay, this was unplanned baby. I guess you're right. So
there was a plan, but
there was
you
a plan. Okay,
a little from
yeah, you're right. Okay, so I really wanted to get a white bag this trip in Paris. Okay, really wanted to get a white bag. I feel like I just like love Chanel so much. Like I love Chanel. I'm such a Chanel girl. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm gonna try to get a white bag at Chanel, and I really tried. Okay. But she showed me this style that I've never seen before. It's like a mini rectangle, and I'll post an unboxing of the bag I got when I get to it, like around to the content, because I feel like we have so much content, but hopefully this
so
week.
So much content.
Yeah, so much content. But yeah, so she brought me out like no white bags. I feel like she barely had any white bags. And then all of a sudden she brings me out this stunning, perfect pink. Like I feel like I have a very specific pink color palette. And this pink is like the pink, like the perfect pink, my ideal pink, the little baby ballerina pink. Like that's the pink that I'm talking about. And none of my Chanel bags are actually like none of my bags in general are this color. I feel like it's weirdly kind of a hard color to find, especially with like luxury bags. So she brings out this bag. It's stunning. It has a handle on it and it's like a long rectangular bag, and I really wanted some sort of like clutch. So when she brought it out, like I had a visceral reaction. Like my stomach flipped. I think Alyssa got it on camera. I can't remember, but my stomach flipped and I was like, oh my God, like I actually can't pass this one up. So yes, she is my influence of the week. She's so stunning. I love her so much. She's just so cute. I took so many cute photos of her. I just want to post. Like they're just flat lays. Like they're just so cute. And I'm really excited about it. I did the next morning have like, what's it called?
Buyer's
like not
remorse?
Regret, but like I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And I seriously came here to get a white bag. Like, oh my God, I can't. Like I was like really kind of sad. So then I went back to Chanel and I tried to find the same bag in white. And so she came out with a very similar style, and it was in white, but it was more square. And she strategized with me. She was so sweet. She strategized with me. She was like a younger sales associate at Chanel, and I just feel like they're not usually this nice. Like, she really was such a girl's girl. And she strategized with me for like 30 minutes. She told me the bag I have like is sold out everywhere, and it's now like a very rare bag, and she's surprised that I got it. So, and she said that there's always going to be white Chanel bags forever and ever, but there might not ever be a bag in that color and style again. So I ended up keeping it, but I feel like that really helped me love the bag even more, because now I'm like, okay, I tried and I actually could have gotten the white one, but it just was not exciting me like this one was. So
yeah, I feel like the shape of the one that you got is so good.
It's like so cute, and it's the perfect
and it's so unique. Seriously. And the shade of it too, when you put it next to your other bags, is so different.
It's so different. Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yes, but right. So it's literally perfect.
I know. It's literally perfect. And now I have like not an ounce of regret. And I showed Josh and he's like, oh. I was like, he was like, oh, didn't know you were getting a Chanel bag. And I was like, wait, but like you have to see it. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's so cute. And I'm like, okay. That confirms it. So yeah, she's my new BB. I love her so much.
It's so funny because ever since you started talking about the white Chanel and like the white vanity, I feel like I've started seeing it everywhere. Like people are just posting it, and I'm like, I feel like I've never seen this bag before, and like, then all of a sudden it's like everywhere.
I feel like I know who you're talking about because I recently just saw it from someone we both follow. But yeah, so I was trying to find the white vanity bag, and I'll keep my eyes peeled, but I couldn't pass this one up. Like, it was too good. It was like so good. Oh yeah, love that influence for me. What's your influence of the week?
My influence of the week is finally getting to go to this place in Paris that I feel like has been on my radar for years. I've just never prioritized going, and it was just never kind of on the list of things to do. And so finally this time I was like, I really, really want to go here. So we went. It's called Officine Universelle Bully. It's this place where you can go and basically customize with your initials their products. So they have this lip balm. I feel like the lip balm is the most famous, and you can pick the color of the top of it, and then you get your initials on it. And they have combs and brushes and perfumes and lotions. So I don't know. I feel like I think it's like a very historical type thing. And then it went viral on social media a couple years ago. And I think ever since then, they've had a line out their door, which is kind of crazy. So we did have to wait in line. It was like, I think 45 minutes. It was like kind of close to an hour.
Yeah.
And we were on the side of the building of the store. And then there was like more line on the other side of the street. So I feel like the wait was like a 2 hour wait if you were at the end of the line, which is kind of crazy. And we went on a random like Tuesday at like 2 p.m. Went like at a super random time, and there was still lines. Definitely crazy, but it was so fun to do, and I'm so happy we got to do it. I got two lip balms. I got a white one and a black one because I was just like, YOLO, we're here, like I'm just gonna get bold. And I got this cute comb too, and they put your name on it on one side and then their logos on the other side, and I feel like it's just so cute and pretty. Oh, I was just so excited to finally do it, because I feel like I anytime people go, I feel like everyone goes to the store now, and every time I'm just like, oh, I can't believe we haven't been yet. Like, I really want to go. So finally checked that off the Paris bucket list, and it was worth it. It was so cute. I thought it was so cool. I love it was that historical really cute stuff with Paris. So
it was really small and intimate, and they had like so many like old-timey stuff. Like, did you see the toothbrushes and stuff? Like, everything was very, we looked up the history, and this place was established in 1807, so I think they like really keep the integrity of like what it was back then, which is really cool.
So
yeah, that was a fun experience.
So yeah, that's my influence, because I was just so happy to go. But yeah, so we can dive into the Paris recap. like, again, like we said, it was such a good trip, a last minute trip, kind of just did all the things. And it was nice too, because I think this is the first time we've been to Paris in a couple years that it hasn't been for Fashion Week or right after one of our trips, which is also Fashion Week, where we had Fashion Week stuff to do. So I feel like our schedule was a lot more flexible. We could kind of squeeze like more fun things in that were not related to fashion and do like just different stuff this time. Like, so I feel like that was really fun. Yeah. To kind of just do what we wanted. So that was kind of the vibe going there. But we flew in on a Wednesday. We left the States on Tuesday, landed on Wednesday morning in Paris. I feel like the flight went by. I feel like the flight goes by pretty fast, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got upgraded on Delta. Well, we upgraded to, what's it called? Premium
Select, premium, I think.
Something premium. It's like the one above Premium Comfort. Select.
Yeah.
And that was nice. So nice. Honestly, that was really nice.
Recliners on them.
Yes. That was like such a game changer. And Alyssa like figured out the hack, I guess. I mean, maybe this is like public, like common knowledge, but like we didn't know this. I didn't know this. You buy the seat. You buy the class below what you want to fly?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And yeah, then I guess. And then just
we'll get an upgrade.
They give you upgrade options, and the options to upgrade, you still have to pay to upgrade, but they are cheaper than actually buying that seat outright. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of crazy. And
sometimes
they're
like really cheap.
Like I feel like a Premium Select round trip ticket was like maybe 3 to 5,000 round trip maybe. And then we had bought Delta Comfort, but then to upgrade it was $250.
Which is really crazy.
Yeah.
So wild.
And maybe it was because they hadn't sold out or they were just open.
We could have just gotten lucky.
But, yeah.
But it's always worth a shot. So I guess that's the thing. You're
so just like more room. More room, more leg room, the reclining, the footrest thing, a better meal. I don't know. It was nice. So
super nice.
Totally worth it. Because I feel like airplane seats are getting smaller. I don't know. I just
it's
felt
hard.
Squished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So so we landed and let's see, that was Wednesday. What did we do? We kind of just took it easy. We really didn't do
much. We got pretty lucky. I think our room was available pretty quickly. So I think we like checked and got to drop off our bags. Oh, we napped for like 4 hours, I think.
Oh, wait, no. It like wasn't ready immediately. So we went to Isabella's place first.
Yes.
And then we kind of just dropped our bags with her doorman to watch them. Mm. But we honestly just like sat on the curb across the way and
like
just kind of waited.
On the curb of Chanel across from her place, just like kind of looking like homeless.
I was
people,
like
but
eating an apple on the curb. She came home from work during lunch and then we hung out in her place for a little bit until our Airbnb was ready, and it was ready earlier than it was supposed to be, so that was really nice. I think it was ready like an hour or two early, but I feel like it's so hard when you get in at like 9 or 10 and then Airbnbs aren't ready until 3. There's Dexter. I don't know if you can hear him because he was barking earlier, but I don't think my audio was picking it up because I wasn't talking, so
I can hear a little bit now, but it's okay.
Unfortunately, Andrew's out of town, so he's just free reign right now. So I'm like, okay, Dexter.
That's good.
We hear you. So then our room was ready a little early, so we went to the Airbnb, and it's the same Airbnb we stayed at last time. We just love the location. It's literally right behind the Louvre. There's a lot of just good shopping, like basic shopping. Like there's a Zara, a Sephora, and like similar stores in the area. There's like
everything.
Food on every corner. So it's just like a very easy, accessible place. So we really like it. And it's really cute and aesthetic and has like the cute balconies and you can see the Louvre. And I don't know, it's just,
it's a good amount of space for like what you usually get in Paris. Yes. Like the places in Paris are usually really, really small. So when you can find like a good location that's pretty big and it's not too crazy expensive, I feel like that's the way to go.
Yeah. So that was, yeah. And then we checked in and then I feel like we always take a nap the first day we get in just to, I feel like I have to like to, like I know people say don't take a nap to adjust to like the time change, but I just cannot function if I don't take a nap and I don't have any issues sleeping. So like I could take a nap, wake up, get dinner and then sleep totally fine that night.
Yeah. I
so,
feel like we're pretty good sleepers, honestly.
Yeah. So I feel like it was like first day we got in pretty chill, just wanted to kind of adjust to the time, unpack, kind of get situated, finalize our schedule for the week and kind of just prep for the next day. So we didn't do anything too crazy. And then Thursday, I feel like was when we kind of started our adventures. We went to, is this when we went to Corette for breakfast?
Okay, yes. I think we like shot a little bit in the morning and then we went to Corette.
Yeah.
At like 1.
Oh, we did. We went like later.
But it was so good. I love Corette. Even though it's like really expensive, it's just so good. I love a French breakfast.
I know. They were so upselling everyone on this bowl of berries for $20, which is crazy. I mean, they looked really good, but they didn't get us.
Yeah, they didn't get
us. I feel like because we bought, you want to order all the things for the cute table photos. So it's like,
yeah.
First of all, I love their breakfast. So their eggs and ham and tomato, I love. And then obviously the pastries.
Yeah.
And then they're famous for their hot chocolate. So,
It's definitely with the whipped cream. A touristy thing to do. Their brunch is €38, if you didn't know, which is kind of crazy. But it is really,
like
really good.
Kind of,
and
get a lot
for
like
a reason.
You get a juice, you get a coffee, you get pastry, you get your egg dish,
then you get bread and you croissant. Get jam and you get more bread. Like you get a
lot. It's just definitely a lot for sure.
Yeah.
But it's so good and so worth it. And I love French orange juice. It's like so fresh and yummy. And then as soon as you get back to the States and these give you boxed orange juice, I'm just like, oh, so gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we did that, which was really yummy and fun. And then we went to White Coffee, which is just kind of in the area. When we do our schedule for Paris, we really try to do everything that's kind of in similar areas. So did White Coffee, took some photos there, and then headed to the Frankie Shop, which is literally our favorite.
Love the Frankie Shop.
I feel like
and
it's tradition,
it was a success. I really wanted this jacket. We actually both really wanted this jacket we saw online, and it didn't say it was in store in stock, so we weren't thinking much of it. And it was like the first thing we saw as we got in, so we both got that jacket. They just have the best outerwear. Yeah, it is like a tradition. We get a new leather jacket every single year.
Yeah,
and it lasts forever.
Well, I feel like the quality is so good. Yeah, it's the brown one that you have. I got it in like an ashy gray color. The cuts are so good. Like, I feel like they just get it. Like, they get the shoulders.
It's structured. It's just the structure that I've actually never seen in another design. Like, maybe high-end designers
can,
like,
but not
get this structure, but I have not ever seen it. Like, nothing on Revolve is
the
same.
There are no dupes out there.
There's no dupes. Yeah, so it's really fun. You can definitely order online, but it's cheaper.
Well, I had someone asking me about the white jacket, and it's sold out already.
Wait, the one we got?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wonder if it was, like, super new.
Maybe. But, yeah, their stuff is so good, and the quality is so good, and we both have a bunch of their jackets at this point. So
it's just,
and anytime we're there,
so worth it.
We always convince our friends to come with us and they buy stuff there too.
Because you like, you just can't not like,
it just
fits
so well.
Oh my God, it's so good. It is so good. And buying it in person in Paris, we get, oh my God, did I scan it? Oh yeah, I did. Okay. You get the you get the VAT refund. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit cheaper if you're buying from the US and you go to Paris. Yeah. So yeah, definitely recommend that was if you guys are going to Paris.
Fun.
Love the Frankie shop.
So that was Thursday, and then Friday. Let's see. I feel like we wrote our schedule down, but we definitely went rogue.
I know.
So I'm like, we definitely did not do that on Friday.
Wait, what was that date? Okay, let me see it.
Okay, okay. Palais Royal. Okay, we did content at Palais Royal, which is also really funny because normally when we're there and it's Fashion Week, a lot of it is blocked off for the Isabel Marant show. But since we weren't there for Fashion Week, it was completely open. So that was really nice to be able to walk around and do that. So we did a bunch of content there. I feel like Palais Royal is one of my favorite places to shoot content because there are just so many different areas in there to shoot content. Like you could literally shoot 5 to 6 outfits in different areas. So
yeah, it's a really good spot. We shot at, we like these two coffee shops, Cafe Kitsune, of course, iconic, and then I think it's La Creme de Paris. I think that's
that one is good. Yeah, I think so. That one's good because they actually have a bathroom. And so we'll get a croissant and coffee there and then use the bathroom to change, which is super nice. And it's actually like a good sized bathroom. Mm-hmm. And Cafe Kitsune does not have croissants for whatever reason. So we get our croissant there, shoot there, and then change and then move over to Cafe Kitsune. So there's that spot. There's those like striped little stubs. That spot, and then there's just like pretty pillars and trees and park benches, and there's like seriously so many little nooks and crannies in there to get content. And then the place that we stay at is really close by too, so we don't have to drag a ton of stuff very far, which is nice. So it all just works out so well. So we did that, and then
went to Giraffe.
Yeah.
That was iconic. Really good. Yeah, we went with her friend. Shout out being Isabella Blog on Instagram. She is so sweet. We love her. We got
we basically hung out with her all week.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And she is a chic Parisian trans.
Yeah, she's like fluent in French, which is so fun. It's so nice to be with like a French speaking person because then I feel like they don't try to dupe you. Because like
oh my god, every time she would start speaking French, like the Parisians were like so taken back, and then they kind of
like they weren't different,
like they treat you better. So it is really nice. But yeah, Giraffe is honestly so good. I finally tried this was the first year that I got to eat meat Giraffe. Like I wasn't eating meat before. I think maybe last year I was. Oh wait, last year I was.
But it was kind of like raining day. So we weren't outside last time because
we had, and I totally recommend, I think it's the sea bream ceviche. I think that's what we had, and it was so good. Like it was so good. I highly, highly recommend that if you guys go. With a glass of Sancerre. Oh my god, I wish I could have that right now. Like that was such a good meal. A glass of Sancerre and sea bream ceviche, like so good. Or not crudite.
I feel like that's crudite, one of,
that's what it was.
That's one of like the touristy places that actually has good food.
Yeah, I
whereas,
think
like
it's
some
so
of the touristy places
so
are not
chic.
That great. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that might be an unpopular opinion, but like personally I think it's so cute. The vibes are stunning this time around. Like I don't know. It was just really cute and really good vibes. And everyone there was like really cute and chic, also taking photos. And I don't know, maybe I feel awkward in years past because I feel like people weren't really taking photos for some reason this time. Like people were. So
really?
Yeah. Like there were like other, which is weird because it was, maybe I'm not like paying attention. There was just like a lot of girls taking photos, which was funny. So I just did not feel out of place. But that was good. Giraffe is always fun.
And then I think we went shopping after.
Oh yeah,
we went, this was, and that's when all the shopping went down. I was really proud of myself. I did not go crazy this year. I kept it very much to my list of things.
Yeah, I was proud of you.
Yeah, I went into Louis Vuitton and got the passport cover with the LV monogram, and then I got my initials. engraved on it. And then if you go into different Louis Vuittons in different countries, they have like a special stamp for the place. And so I got the Paris stamp, which I'm excited for, because if you guys remember, I don't know if I mentioned this, but in Aspen I really wanted to do it, but they didn't have the passport covers. Oh, so I couldn't get the stamp.
Yes.
So now if we go back to Aspen, I could get the Aspen stamp on my passport cover.
It actually,
so I thought that was really cool.
Still have the video that I need to send to you.
I think
okay, yeah.
And then I got the, I have the makeup case. Is it a makeup vanity?
Yeah.
So I got cute. Like the mini one, and it is so cute. Like so cute. Oh,
I love that. I love her. I think the makeup case really is so cute. I'm seeing it so much more now.
And then we went to Chanel after.
I went to Chanel after.
Where Danielle did her damage.
Yes. That was really fun. And she just like, what? Yeah, she brought it out. I was like, immediately, yes. Brought out champagne. That was fun. Drank our little champagne. Went over to that like purchase area, which literally feels like you're buying a car. Like, that was the same process for when I bought my car. And yeah, that was really fun. She's so cute. And then, you went to Dior, got your little...
Went to Dior, I got a scarf I've been eyeing for a really long time. So it had been something on my list and something I had been thinking about for a while. So it's just the Dior like monogram scarf, and it's the dark blue on one side, and then it's actually reversible, and it's like a burgundy on the other side. So I felt like it was so perfect.
Yes, so, like the reversible ones are so nice because it feels like
you did not realize. Like I feel like I knew, but I just forgot that it was reversible. So it's definitely like a 2-for-1. So it makes sense.
Totally.
So I feel like the burgundy will be so cute during fall, and then I feel like the dark blue looks black
almost.
So
black, yeah.
It's like so chic, so I'm really really excited about that, because you have the pink one and it turns gray, right?
Yeah, the other side is gray, which is and I really so like cute. The other side too. It's
you get so to did that, and then I think that was pretty much it. The stops kind of took a while for some reason.
Yeah, when you shop in Paris you actually wait in a lot of lines, and so it takes
even though you're inside the store
time.
Yeah,
yes, like once you get in the store there are sometimes lines outside of the store just to get in, so once you get in the store you think you're good, but then you have to go up to the sales associate and then you get put on a wait list to actually like talk about buying something. And you can't even see if they have the item you want in stock, because you have to like see and ask your sales associate, like no one else will tell you. So just like some things that I've learned also, if you're like going to Paris for the first time, you want to go shopping in the luxury places. Alyssa taught me this because I didn't know, but like you have to like know what you want. Like you actually need to know, and you need to be knowledgeable, like have your screenshots, know what it's called. They'll respect you and treat you way better if you know what you want. Like I feel like it's not really a thing where you're just like, I don't know what I want. Like I'm just looking. Like they're going to be like, okay, like you can probably say like I want to look at black bags, like that's fine, but like it helps if you have something specific in mind. So yeah, I feel like that kind of took up the rest of the day. We had dinner at our local brasserie, and we are actually friends with the waiters now because they remembered us fashion week, and it was very funny. Yeah, that was kind of it for that day.
Yeah, that was like a good busy day, I feel like. And then Saturday, I feel like we checked off another thing that I really, really wanted to do. We went to Musée Rodin, and I feel like it's so beautiful, but I didn't realize how beautiful it was going to be, and we really wanted to take photos. So even though it was a Saturday, we were like, we'll just go right when it opens. And I feel like it was totally good. So we bought our tickets ahead of time, which I feel like is a good tip to know. You can buy tickets there, but then you kind of have to wait in line. So we were probably like the 10th people to walk in, but I guess we were the only ones who had pre-bought tickets. So we actually were the first people inside the museum that day. So that was really nice, especially because we were taking photos. And yeah, I feel like we were able to get our photos pretty easily because once people started walking in, it's basically right by the entrance. So there's just kind of a lot of people walking around, and it would be really hard to avoid them. So I'm really happy we went and we did. And it was just so pretty. Like, the photos turned out so good, stunning. But the museum itself was so beautiful. It was like such a beautiful property. And when we were at Fashion Week last year, that's where the Dior show was. I still want to look up like where they had it.
Oh my gosh, I still need to watch the Dior show.
But so pretty. And then we walked around, looked at the museum on the inside, and then they have the whole outside too with the gardens. And it was just so pretty.
Unprepared for how beautiful it was. Like, I've seen photos, but it's truly like the photos don't even do it justice. And that's kind of crazy. It is so stunning.
Yeah,
it's
such definitely
a must see if you're in Paris.
10 out of 10 recommend going.
Yes. It's also funny because it's like in the middle of normal Paris buildings, but then like you go in and it's this like mini Versailles, and I'm just like, how is this fitting?
You feel
here?
Like you're just transported to a different place.
It's like, really, like, how did they fit that in the middle of like these Paris neighborhoods? I don't get it, but it is
well it was there first, I think.
Oh, you know, that makes sense. that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
But it was so pretty, so I'm so happy we did that. It was just beautiful. Like, the architecture in Paris is just so beautiful. So I am glad we got to do that. And then, is this when we went? No, we did not go to
this is I'm like going through my camera roll, like, seeing what we did. So
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Oh, we like took a nap.
Went back.
I walked to my favorite coffee shop called The Coffee. It's so good. We found a really good Vietnamese place.
Oh my gosh. I think this is like my new favorite. Well, we found one a couple years ago at a different Airbnb that we stayed at, but I think it closed.
Really good too.
It was so good, but I think they closed. But then this one that we found, oh my gosh, it was like authentic Vietnamese. And I feel like those places are hard to find because in the States, a lot of it is like American Vietnamese. So it's not as traditional, but this place was so authentic and so yummy. Everything we got there was so good.
It was so good. Now I'm like, I really want it right now.
That was good. That was
super good. We filmed some videos, kind of like settled down for the night.
And went back to our brasserie for dinner. It's just so easy to go there. It's like cheap. And I feel like they have so many options. You could get something different every night. Like, the burger's really good. We love the chicken and green beans, which we've talked about before. The omelet's really good. Like, I feel like you could just get something different.
I love a French brasserie in France.
Yeah. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday, we woke up and went and did more content around the Cafe Kitsune area. Yeah, I just love that area. And then we had lunch at Lulu's, and I forgot how much I love Lulu's. We haven't been in a while, but it was so yummy. They had gluten-free pasta, which was so nice. So I just got this, like, it was like a, I forget what they called it, but it was basically a bolognese, like meat sauce with the gluten-free pasta, and it was so yummy.
Yeah, and it was, I remember it was so sunny outside. Like, everyone had their dogs off leash, like hanging out at the park. It was just such a beautiful day, and I feel like Parisians really soak it up because it's more rare for them. So like, just everyone's out and about, and it's such a good vibe to just like be by that park in that area by the Louvre, which is like our favorite part of Paris. So yes, I had like another Sebring. I think it's like all called Sebring in Europe. Ceviche thing, that was amazing. And Lulu's is so good. I think that's another like maybe touristy spot, but I think the actual people in Paris really
like it. It was so good. I would go back every single year. Like, I don't know why we didn't. I think the year we went, we were very like restricted because you weren't eating meat and I was like very strict on my gluten and dairy. So there wasn't, I thought there wasn't like really anything for us to eat there. Like, we kind of had a hard time picking something off the menu the first time. But then this time it was no problem. So I don't know if we changed or the menu changed, but
I think we changed.
It was so good. So yeah, 10 out of 10 would go back for sure. And then, Danielle got invited to this stunning pink pretty flower shop.
So freaking cute. This girl messaged me in 2023 asking to if I could come see her flower shop because she is a fellow pink girly. She's so cute. She owns this really cute and girly flower shop in Paris. It's called Love Box, and I don't think anyone knows about it because I've literally never seen it on Instagram or anything. Yeah, it's so cute. She is literally the sweetest. You guys will die. Like, if you go to Paris, you have to go to this flower shop if you're like girly vibes. Called Love Box. So we went there, we saw her, she was so sweet. Took some photos, just kind of chatted with her. The area it's in is really cute too. It's like very thrifty, young vibes. I don't really know what that area is called, but it was really cute. If we had more time, I like totally would have gone back. And like, there was like a lot of thrift stores. It was really cute. It kind of reminded me of like the Marais area, but like, slightly different. So yeah, we did that. Loved all that content. Loved meeting her. And then I think we went to Moulin Rouge this night too.
Oh yeah. So then we went back, took a nap because Moulin Rouge was at 11 p.m. because all the other time, the other time slot is 9, but it was all sold out basically. So we had the 11 o'clock time slot at Sunday night. So took a nap, got ready for that. Our friend Isabel came with us. And the overall experience was fun in itself, but the actual show of Moulin Rouge was very, in my opinion, and this may be controversial, I don't know, but all the reviews online was like, this is the best show ever, like raving, like saying it was better than Crazy Horse. And we're like, okay, let's go to this one so we can compare both of them. And honestly, it was very underwhelming. Like, I don't know, I just felt like there were so many expectations built up, and then I was so confused at what was happening with the show. Like, it was almost giving circus vibes. I don't know how to describe it.
I feel like, okay, so we went to Crazy Horse last year, and we were debating on if we wanted to do Crazy Horse again or see Moulin Rouge.
Because Crazy Horse was so good.
So good. And the reviews were raving about Moulin Rouge. So pretty much, like, I would say the comparison is Crazy Horse is giving chic for the girls. Like, chic for the girls. It was such a vibe. It was so fun. Like, such a fun little GNO. And Moulin Rouge, I think, is, like, very traditional. I think it was the first kind of, what kind of show is that?
Cabaret.
Okay, I think it was the first cabaret in Paris, and I think it was the first one to like be established. So I think that they really hold true to those like traditional.
Maybe the French just stick to their tradition, or they delete all their bad reviews because it was like
it was not and at it's all more expensive. In any sense. Any way, shape, or form, even comparable in our opinion to Crazy Horse. Like, oh my god.
Like, and we got crammed at this table with three other strangers in the back. Like, I don't know. Like, with Crazy Horse, we got our own table and it was in a good spot.
It's just like luxe. It's giving luxe chic vibes.
And the other thing, too, for me, they had, like, I think it was a storyline, but then they had random acts in the middle of each part, which was fine. And honestly, the random acts were the best part of the show, like the most wow and spectacular. But it was giving like Cirque du Soleil, where they're doing acrobatics and whatnot. And it was just very confusing. And I don't know, the one thing that kept getting me, it was just like the dancing was not like... on, like, what is that called? Like, not on.
In sync?
Yes, they were not synced at really all. Like, sync. They weren't hitting their kicks at the same time. They weren't twirling at the same time. And it was just, it was giving a little chaotic. And there was just so much going on. Whereas I feel like if you go to Crazy Horse, everything is timed down to the millisecond with the lighting, with the girls, like, with everything. Yeah, and they were just so on point at every part, and it was giving Moulin Rouge was very lax. Like, it was, I don't know. So I just thought overall it was underwhelming, and I would not go back to Moulin Rouge, and I would forever go back to Crazy Horse, even though I've seen it, because it was just so with Crazy Horse. We were walking out with our jaws like on the floor. We were just in complete shock. And with Moulin Rouge, we were like, what did we just watch? Like, what is happening? Like, we're so uncomfortable. Like, you couldn't even talk to your friends during the show because, like, of the seating situation. It was just, I don't know, interesting.
Yeah. And I just don't feel like anyone, like, we have not heard anyone talk about this. So, like, I'm just a little confused. So, yes, if you go to Paris, definitely go to Crazy Horse. It is worth the hype. It's just, like, such a fun, like, GNO slash date night question mark, maybe, if you want to. But, like, the girls are topless. So, like, I don't know if I'd – I feel like, honestly, that would be fun to go to. But, like, if I was, like, dating someone fresh, like
– maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. But, yeah. So cute. So, yeah. Dressed up for that, and it was fun to dress up.
Oh, that was another thing, is we were literally the only people dressed up. I feel like everyone else was wearing, like, trousers and a sweater, and we were, like, dressed up in our feathers and sparkles. Sequins. And I feel like Crazy Horse, more people were definitely dressed up and, like, having fun. And, like, the people at Moulin Rouge were, like, so casual.
Like,
and
they came after, like, a walking tour in Paris. Like,
no, literally, that's what it looks like. So,
and it's crazy because the show is sold out every single night. So I'm just like.
And it was a bigger venue than Crazy Horse,
it's
too.
It's huge. It's just literally
like giving.
Crazy
it's like
me.
The hype and the reputation. But if we're going to talk about performance, like, no way. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was Sunday night. So then Monday we slept in because Sunday was a late night. I think we went to bed at like 2:30. After, like, getting back and all that, getting settled into bed and actually falling asleep. So then Monday we shot around the Eiffel Tower, which is another really good spot because the side streets are so cute. There's a flower shop over there. I feel like you see so many people taking wedding photos, engagement photos.
Like, every year it gets, like, more and more. I feel like the first year, like, it was almost like a no one knew about that spot. Like, people knew, but not, like, the general public, the Gen Pop. And the paparazzi, or not the photographer, but now, like, they're, like, kind of all over, but it is a really cute spot.
Yeah. So we did that. And then that's when we went to Officine Universal Bully after that, because it was kind of in the same area. So we did that. And that was, again, so fun. So happy I got my lip balms and my comb engraved.
And it was also a really nice day in Paris. This day was very hot. Mm-hmm. So, like, everyone was out and about, like, lounging by the Seine.
Yeah. And then this place was, like, a 10-minute walk from our Airbnb, so we actually just walked back, which was nice. And not having to Uber, because I feel like the traffic in Paris is just getting worse and worse. So, or we're just getting bad Uber drivers who are just going
in the weirdest
directions. So
I feel like weirdly a lot of time you lose like hours of your day with, like, well, you probably could take the metro, but
I'd
like,
say unfortunately we don't take the metro
because it's okay if you're with a local. I think it would be a lot easier, but it's just really confusing slash we want
for
to be
me
safe.
For me, I, like, want to see things. Like, I would rather pay to be in the Uber, drive on top of the city, and, like, be able to see things as we're driving by as opposed to being underground. And, you know,
and
I don't
Ubers
know. Like,
aren't,
I enjoy.
Like, that crazy either. It just takes a really long time.
And
so
we
lose
do
hours
try to walk when we can. Like, I think our threshold is like 30 minutes. If it's like a 30 minute walk, we'll do it. But if it's more than 30 minutes, we'll take the Uber. So I feel like it's kind of like half and half, which is a good balance. But yeah. So we walked back. And then I think we had Vietnamese again.
Probably. So good. We're creatures of habit.
I know. When we find a place we like, we just keep going back.
It's just so good. I really want to.
And then that evening, we went to the Louvre at sunset.
Yes. And that was stunning. I feel like we got some really good sunsets. And yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I don't know why Dexter is so chirpy today.
Interesting. Is there someone at your door?
No, there's literally nothing.
That's okay.
I can see out the window. Nothing. He's just in the hallway barking.
He's just protecting you because he's guarding me. Home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
So that was
at night. Yeah.
And then Tuesday, we checked out of our Airbnb. What did we do? Did we do anything Tuesday morning?
Yeah, we went to Café des Tuileries.
My favorite place. Yes. That place, in my opinion, has like the best croissant. It's like they warm it up, so it's nice and warm and crunchy on the outside and so warm and soft on the inside. And I feel like most places don't do that. They just give you a room temperature croissant. So I love their breakfast there. And then I get the eggs, the orange juice, the croissant, the bread. Ugh, it's all so good. Yeah. I love a French breakfast. I feel like that's what got me into breakfast was like being in France and eating breakfast there.
Love that. I love breakfast. I'm such a breakfast person. But yeah, so we did that. And then this is what we were talking about in like the past episode where we were going to do something really exciting that was like on our bucket list. We got packed to go check in to the Ritz Paris.
Oh my God. Literally.
Literally like still on a high from that. Ever. It was so worth it, you guys. Oh my God.
So worth it. So good. Like the second you arrive, you do not touch your bags and like understandably because it is really expensive. But yeah, we stay for a night and like you arrive and they get your bags out. And for us, that's like huge because we are dragging
literally
combined like, like six luggages plus like our little backpacks. So it was so nice. And then you check in and we had early check in. And I feel like the secret, you guys, is we booked it through American Express Travel because we have the American Express cards that we love so much. And there are so many perks. Like, first of all, you get early check-in if it's available. You get a room grade if it's available. And we got both of those. And then you get guaranteed late checkout, which is 4 p.m., which I feel like is so nice. And then we got $100. So we got $200 back, I think, on the room for like booking through Amex. And then they give you $100 credit to use on the property. And then you get the free Wi-Fi. I can't think if there's anything else, but those were the main things. And I feel like that's really good as a perk to book through Amex. So,
And did you say the upgrade thing? We got upgraded. Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. You did say that. That's kind of crazy. So, yeah. Like, we got upgraded at the Ritz. We didn't pay for the room we got. And it was so big.
It was so nice. You like check in and then they like kind of give you a tour of the whole property, which is really nice.
Oh my God, I forgot. We never saw the pool. Ugh, we have to go back.
I know. We were just hit the ground running once we got there. But
yeah.
Yeah. And then it was just so nice. Like we got there and I took a shower because the shower at our Airbnb was not that great. There was like no water pressure. It was basically like a mister. So yeah. So I took a shower and it was honestly so nice and relaxing. And that's when Danielle ran to Chanel to just go double check to make sure she did not want a white bag.
Yes, that was my white bag fiasco.
And then, just started getting ready for dinner because we booked dinner at the Ritz that night at, I think it's called Bar Vendome. It was so yummy.
Oh my God, it was so, highly recommend that place. That was the best chicken I've ever had, ever.
Yeah, yeah, I got a steak and it was really good too. Like, so good.
Oh my God, that meal was literally so good. I'm just remembering it now. Like, oh my God. And the bread, they give you the most amazing bread.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The wine was so good. The chicken was so good. And then we had to try a
great experience
dessert. that I think I am, my body is recovering from. I got two like cystic acne pimples that I haven't had in like 2 years.
I mean, you were eating butter too.
No, I know. I'm like, so, this, I'm like, maybe.
And usually you're pretty good at like not eating any dairy.
I know. I'm usually good. I was testing it out and my skin's like, nope, we're still not processing dairy. So now I know. But it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it.
I'm like, do I need to go take care of Dexter really fast? Okay, BRB, one second. Okay. You can keep telling them about what we did after dinner, okay? BRB. Okay.
So funny. Okay. And then, so we had our dinner. It was so yummy. And our friend Isabella came with us as well. And then we went to take photos at the iconic bathroom, which if you guys didn't know, I'm sure you've seen the photos at the Ritz Paris bathroom. It's so iconic. It's so beautiful. There's just so many photos of it on Pinterest. So we didn't know this when we first went, but that bathroom is actually open to the public. And it's in the lobby, so you can actually just walk in and go take photos at this bathroom. However, if you do that and you're not staying at the Ritz, you have to literally dodge the Ritz employees because they do try to kick you out. And last year, I want to say, is when we did, I think it was last year, we got, or maybe the year before, we got kicked out of this bathroom. The Ritz iconic bathroom. Oh, got
pulled out of the bathroom. Alyssa I got put in timeout and by a man, let me add.
Yes, so, yeah, I'm telling them that I was saying this, like, that bathroom is open to the public, but you literally have to dodge the employees because they will kick you out. So we were so excited to go back this time because we were staying. We were
not going to get kicked out.
I literally had our room key, like, glued to my forehead. I was literally everywhere we went, I had it out. Like, no one is asking for it. I'm flashing it to everyone. Like, so proud that we're staying at this hotel. But anyway, so yeah, we took some photos there. And it was just so nice. Like, I did not feel any paranoia, no stress. Just took our cutie little pics there. Those are, like, actually, that bathroom is, like, literally my favorite place to take photos. I think it's so beautiful. It's so cute. Oh my God, I could take, like,
wait, did you tell them about the flowers delivery?
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, so Love Box, the flower shop we were telling you guys about earlier, they sent us two big bouquets of flowers, which was so freaking sweet. We got to pick it up at reception and it just felt like one of those Pinterest moments. So they were stunning and we brought it down to the Ritz bathroom. We brought like all of our stuff obviously down to the Ritz bathroom because it was pretty much our bathroom. Like, we had free reign and it was great. Like, no one pulled us out by our ear.
No one even came and looked at us.
Yeah.
So, like, I also think it helps it wasn't Fashion Week and like Kylie Jenner wasn't staying at the hotel and a ton of celebrities weren't there, you know, like they weren't like cracking down. So I guess it depends on the year, time of year that you go.
Yeah, too. This was honestly such a good time of year to go. Like, it was earlier in the year, but you kind of risk the rain, but it's honestly, we got so lucky. It was such nice weather. It was not busy at all.
It cleared
like,
up. It wasn't
compared
bad.
Compared to like peak season, it is crazy. Like, it really is crazy. So I felt like this was such a nice time of year to go. If you guys are like trying to plan a trip to Paris next year, honestly, really recommend this time. But yeah, so took photos downstairs in the bathroom and obviously all the spots in the room. It was absolutely stunning. We'll probably be posting those soon-ish, maybe at some point. We have so much to go through. But yeah, we just like literally had a time. Like,
I feel like we didn't even do everything. Like, next year or next time we go, we want to stay like two nights because like I would love to go to the spa at the Ritz and like get a massage or something. Like, obviously go to the pool. Like,
to go outside. Like,
they have like this gardens with these like cute tables to just like read a book at and chill. There's like, you could go there and like not leave this hotel and like be so happy. I don't know.
It was just, I was seriously wondering because obviously it's expensive. I was really wondering, like, wow, I wonder if I'm going to regret like paying this much just for one single night. And it was so worth it. Like, yeah. Genuinely, every single second, I wish I would pay more.
And I thought of another perk. The another perk was free breakfast.
Oh my God.
Every morning. And the breakfast was 72 euros per person. And we got it for free because of the Amex with benefit. The Amex card. But yeah, Danielle stayed up to like 3 a.m. I could like not. 3:30. I was like, I think I was out at like 1:30, 2 o'clock maybe.
Oh, by the way, I found you literally can look up the Ritz bedding and they have it on their store.
Oh,
and I
my
actually
gosh.
That comforter
was the fluffiest.
They have a duvet and the comforter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was the comfiest bed I think I've ever. It was like a cloud.
Me too.
It was like we were floating in a cloud all night. Like
my head hit that pillow, I was out in a second. Like genuinely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so nice. I need to check out on this bed.
Oh, and our window. Did you mention our window? Our window, our balcony was facing Chanel headquarters. Like we could see in the windows of Chanel corporate where they're like designing new collections and like
I have a video zooming like, in fully into the building. That was
it's
crazy.
So crazy that you're just like right there.
I know. And then they told us, I don't know how we didn't know about this, but I guess Gabrielle Chanel herself died at the Ritz. Like that's where she was staying.
Yeah.
Like
literally died
her,
there.
I
like,
think we
so
were
crazy.
Three floors below where her apartment was. She had like two places, but
I know.
Just like so crazy. It felt, I don't know. That was just such an amazing experience. I'm always gonna remember that was truly
well my then we ordered the freaking amazing breakfast and like you can either get room service breakfast or go down to the breakfast area which is for guests only and it was we opted for the room service obviously for the pics because how fun so we got this like huge room service situation of like the best breakfast ever and it came with so much it was like yogurt and fruit and the eggs and the coffees and the juice and the cereal and the bread and like anything
it was
everything you wanted for breakfast it would have been 72 euros per person which is like $150 for breakfast and it was free with the Amex benefits. So
crazy. Get the Amex, ladies. Like, honestly, this trip showed me how good the Amex is. I feel like there's just, like, I don't know if the Amex card has anything to do with, like, the Delta stuff. Does it? I mean, you have the Amex, like, Delta card.
I have two Amexes because I'm trying to test out, like, which one is more beneficial. But the Amex Platinum used to get you into lounges and I don't know it's
they're
like lounge
like
power
down.
Anymore because they're getting more strict so that's kind of more where the Delta Amex comes in but in terms of like travel points and if you go to a airport with a Amex lounge and then you book a hotel that's like part of their two hotel programs then I feel like it's super worth it.
Yeah, so if you're going to be traveling in the upcoming year, definitely recommend. And, okay, yeah, so had our amazing breakfast.
And then had to, like,
had to pack up,
sadly.
Literally in a tizzy. And
yeah, we were, like, throwing things together. And it was so nice. You just call room service, and they come and get your bags for you. And, like, we did not have to lug them down anywhere. So that was so nice. Yeah, they got our luggage all the way down and we checked out and called an Uber and headed to the airport. And that was pretty much a wrap on the trip. And it was like, I think staying at the Ritz at the end for our last night was so fun. Like, I feel like we would have been way too tired at the beginning of the trip. And then the middle of the trip just wouldn't make sense to like be paying for two places. So doing it the last night, 10 out of 10 recommend. So good. And like just like a fun way to end the trip, I feel like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just like ended on a high. Can't wait for the next time already. And
oh my gosh, cute, so worth it. Such a good experience. It just like made me fall in love with Paris all over again. And I'm just like, oh
yeah,
I love it here.
Yeah,
I mean, who wouldn't though? Paris, but yeah. So it was so good. But I feel like that's a wrap on her Paris trip.
On
and
her.
Unfortunately, that took an hour, and
I think we should leave our Q&A.
You know what? We're gonna
leave this to like Paris travel tips, okay? Or like the perfect itinerary in Paris, because I mean, we could actually do a whole episode on the perfect itinerary in Paris. This was like a low key kind of like.
Such a casual kind of low-key trip.
Yes.
But I feel like now with all the experience that we have and the knowledge of places and coffee shops and bathrooms and restaurants and shows, like, yeah, I feel like we could really nail down
the perfect Paris trip. Yeah, let us know if you guys want that as like a full episode, because I feel like all the girlies want to go to Paris and it's such a good place to get content. So I feel like, honestly, we could craft that for you guys, because I feel like we could come up with some really good spots and places and all the things.
So, and like, yeah, where not to go to, aka Calm, don't go to Calm.
Oh my god,
or Moulin Rouge. Add that to the list.
Truly.
But yeah.
So I guess we'll do our Q&A next week.
Okay. TBD on the Q&A. Yeah. So just a fun chatty catch-up episode with you guys, since we didn't have one last week, took a little break. So if you made it to the end, thank you. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week? Or maybe we save her for next week. And our listener of the week this week is being Isabella Blog.
Yeah,
AKA Isabella. Our girl, Isabella, because
literally
she was such a queen on our trip. Like, she really helped make reservations ahead of time. It's so much easier to make reservations if you're in France or if you speak French. Mm-hmm. So she really helped us take care of the reservation situation, hung out, shot content with us, like got dinner with us. Like, we just had the best time with her. Sweet. And I'm going to take French lessons. Like, she's going to be my French tutor. Oh, yeah. Because she's so good at French, and she's not even French. I literally thought she was French. She's so good. So
yeah,
love her so much. So she can be our listener of the week, because
Isabella,
such a queen, and her content is so stunning. Like, her content's so good. It's just like giving that Parisian chic perfection. I feel like she deserves so many more followers. So please go check out Being Isabella Blog. That's still her handle, right? I forget if people like change their handles, and I'm like, I know them by their handle.
I know.
Let's just like double confirm, like, 99% that.
Sure, but like, let me look right.
We're
now
just making sure we send you guys to the
Being Isabella
right
Blog. Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Such a queen. Shout out. And she literally, on that week we didn't have an episode, she like texted us and she was like, "Where's my podcast episode, ladies?" So here it is, Isabella. We love you. And we're so grateful for you and just hanging out with us and having a good time with us. It was so fun. And she's truly living the dream, living in Paris right
American
now.
In Paris. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isabella in Paris. So yeah. Well, I feel like that's pretty much a wrap on this week's episode. Sorry for making it sound like it was going to be a Q&A. This recap, recaps just go so much longer than we think. In my head, it's like it'll be 30 minutes and that's it. And then an hour goes by. But Q&A coming next week for sure. Yes. So come back for that. And hope you guys have an amazing week. And we will see you in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.